And joining us right now, Siobhan O'Connor, who's been very vocal in all of this. And Siobhan, you sat very attentively tonight in listening and watching. What did you think?
Well, I felt that that was the role that I should take. I spoke and I told everyone what I thought, and I thought this was now an opportunity for me to listen and to learn from leaders who have come forward. I was especially here to support Father Bob Ziliak. I was so glad that he was one of the panelists. And I thought it was important that people would have an opportunity to discuss these issues, especially for us lay people, because I think we're really struggling now to know where do we go from here. And I was glad to hear that there was an exchange of some possibilities in that regard.
Was there anything said tonight that surprised you, or did you learn tonight?
Well, I think it was really interesting to have such disparate perspectives. I thought that the panelists all came from such different areas of our church and their different experiences. But I think it was also humbling to realize that we all really don't know exactly where we're going. And so sometimes that's a little bit frightening or a cause for concern. But then also we ended with a sense of hope that even though we aren't sure where we're going to go, at least we're all united in wanting change, and that's the most important thing, is that we're aware of the need for change and we want to work towards it. We just have to figure out what it's going to look like.
Since you spoke on 60 Minutes, since you spoke at your news conference, the bishop has held a press conference. He came on our radio station. He's been on other media outlets. What is your thought on how he's responding since this is kind of blown up, so to speak?
Yes, well, it's certainly been a rather tumultuous experience, to be on the receiving end initially of that very strange statement, and then he stated on the radio that he didn't want to be vindictive, and I appreciate that. But then I was saddened that the news conference or the press conference they held, I felt that that was a very unfortunate situation. So I haven't really been particularly impressed by the diocesan response. I feel that in many respects they were going on the defense again, and I just wish that there could be more candor and humility coming from them and from the bishop.
How are you doing? You've been under a lot of pressure.
Yes, it's definitely been the most difficult month of my life. When the document spoke for me, it was a lot easier, and when I had to speak, I knew I needed to, but it has been difficult. And now I'm trying to figure out where I go from here. I don't want to just be the whistleblower. I'm a faithful Catholic and a proud Buffalonian. I want to stay in our diocese and help move us in the right direction. I have to figure out what that looks like. But I really think that in so many ways, I know they're talking about having workshops and dialogue and all of those things, and there may be a place for that. But I really think that we need to get back to basics. I mean, it's set of sports teams, it's set of other entities, that you have to get back to the fundamentals. I think that we are called to be a people of hope and of holiness, and that starts for us all individually. So I hope we don't get too caught up in some of the headiness of it. We have to really make this a matter of the heart and the soul.
Is there a place for you in the diocese, do you think?
I hope so. I want to find out where that place will be. It's hard because I was so involved when I worked for the diocese, and I miss that. I miss that active engagement, but I do hope to still be a person who can contribute, and I know that that may take a little while to figure out, but I am very willing, and I'm just trying to pray and ask God to guide me to where he wants me to be.
One of the things that we hear an awful lot, and you know, for example, on talk shows, there are a lot of people calling in, faithful Catholics, that are being challenged. Their faith is being challenged. You know, that this is a crisis facing the diocese, the church as a whole. It's not just a Buffalo thing. It goes well beyond that, as you well know. What's your message to the faithful Catholic out there who has, you know, deep Christian Catholic faith, who is being tried by this whole ordeal?
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge that there is such a challenge to our faith, and that we shouldn't feel we shouldn't be upset with ourselves for feeling that distress, because this is a very, very difficult and tragic situation. But I do think that we are a people of hope. We know that historically our church has been through much worse. I think about the early church when people were being killed all around them. I mean, it was the age of martyrs. I mean, so certainly this is a time of persecution. But what's strange is that instead of the persecution coming from the outside, it's kind of coming from the inside. This cause of distress and tragedy is coming from within our church. And that's where I think it's particularly painful. But I would just ask people to please just try to cling to their faith, again, to those fundamentals of it, and to He who we have our faith in, to Jesus Himself, because He is the way and the truth and the life. And if we just continue to believe in Him and trust in Him, we know that He will carry us through this.
You know, it's interesting. I know you have to go and there are other people that want to talk to you, but I find it very interesting. There are other priests here tonight in the audience. There were, I won't name them, but I spoke with them before. And a lot of them don't want to talk, yet they were very, very, they spoke very outward against the bishop and against the diocese. I'm just not used to that. I'm not used to, you know, usually, you know, priests within a diocese support the hierarchy of the church. And we're not seeing that right now, at least not in mass.
Right. And I think that that is a very new phenomenon. And I think it has to do with the fact that I think that really speaks to Bishop Malone's leadership or lack thereof. And I say this with respect, but I don't believe that he has done right by the priests of our diocese. And I know of specific instances of that, but also just collective realities that they've faced. And so I think that for many of them, as much as this current scandal might have been shocking, I think that they might have had some concerns about his leadership prior to this time. And I do kind of wonder when they're going to perhaps be more vocal in a collective sense, and I wish they would be.
And toward the end there, Father Ziliak said, "I forgive Bishop Malone."
I do as well, very much so. I really bear him no ill will. I didn't do this out of malice at all. I did it for the good of our church, and in a certain sense for his good too, because I don't know whether he had just become warped by a systemic culture that he's a part of, or perhaps he'd rationalized himself into this state of being and this state of mind. But I certainly bear him no ill will, and I, for any hard feelings between us, I hope they'll eventually be resolved.
Siobhan, thank you very much.
Thank
appreciate
you so much.
All right,
God
have
bless
a nice
you. Thank
evening.
You. You too.